Time now for your letters. We got many notes about my essay last week on George Washington's refusal to run for a third term, the president had said. Anne McGowan of Corvallis, Oregon writes, one of his greatest actions was in allowing our fledgling republic to begin its journey to test whether we could, as a nation, live up to our Declaration of Independence and Constitution. George Washington enabled America to begin growing up. No wonder we call him the father of his country. Last week, we interviewed Harvard professor Edward Glaser, who says in his new book, Triumph of the City, that cities are the most environmentally responsible way to live, as well as being dynamic and exciting. But Eric Burnett of Louisville, Kentucky, writes, I take issue with Glaser's dismissive attitude toward living among the trees. Concrete jungles are depressing, which is partly why people move out of cities in the first place. What we really want is energy-efficient, dense living in a literally green urban environment full of grass and gardens and, yes, trees. I also spoke last week with novelist Stephen Amidon, his brother Thomas, a cardiologist, about their new book, The Sublime Engine, a biography of the human heart.
Perhaps there will be a day when we no longer touch our chest and kind of nod, and people understand we're talking about qualities that can't be explained by medicine. We're talking about courage or devotion or inspiration.
Richard Kiteyev of Edmonds, Washington writes, I recently discovered that I require surgery for a congenitally narrowed aortic heart valve. In our interview with the surgeon, he handed my wife and me the pig's valve that he would sew into my heart. It was a simple flapper that allowed the blood to move in only one direction. To reassure us, he explained with a big smile that he would be doing just a plumbing job. The same week, the sewer line on our office property required replacement of a deteriorated valve. The plumbing contractor showed us the replacement valve. Sure enough, it was the same simple flapper. I can't help thinking that the universe is sending us an encouraging message that the internal cardiac plumbing can be fixed as simply as the external sewage line. Yeah, but who says, bless your external sewage line? We welcome your comments. Go to NPR.org and click on the Contact Us link. We're also on Facebook and Twitter at NPR Weekend. You can send me a tweet at NPR Scott Simon.